USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is hosting an event at the White House where the main topic of discussion is opening schools safely. Vice President Mike Pence saying,
and so to open up America again, we got to open up America's schools. To put America back to work, we got our kids are back in the classroom. And so, Mr. President, I want to thank you for your leadership. It's great to be here with Secretary of Education, with Kellyanne, and all these remarkable teachers in particular. As you know, I've been married to a school teacher for 35 years. She's preparing to go back to the classroom.
Democrats and Republicans still at a stalemate regarding a new stimulus package. Democrats saying they will agree on a $2 trillion package. Meanwhile, Republicans are refusing to budge from their $1 trillion relief plan. Republicans saying much of the money that was passed in previous coronavirus relief bills has not been spent by the states. This is USA Radio News.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.